You are listening to Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. You can stream us at voiceofvashon.org. And this is yet another, and I love doing these, a KVSH special where I just commandeer the studio when I want to talk to somebody. And I've got two of my favorite people in the studio today. Of course, the great Deborah Heesch, who has brought so much amazing music to our fair isle, and her good friend and mine, Alessandra Rose.
Hello.
Alessandra, is wonderful to see your face.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the last time I saw you play was at the Vashon Theater.
Yeah.
Which was a great show. Martin Fevrier did a fantastic mix on that show, and he'll be mixing your upcoming show as well.
He's going to be behind the board.
Yeah, which is just great. March 16th at 7 o'clock, Alessandra Rose with her full band.
This time, full band.
Yeah, first time indoors with a full band.
That's right.
On the island.
That's right.
On a Saturday.
All of the things. It will not just be me making terrible jokes.
The tickets are $10 at the door, or you can purchase them online at Alessandra Rose Vashon. At brownpapertickets.com. All ages are welcome, of course. And this is a show presented by Deborah Heesch. And we're all looking forward to it. Your record, Rodeo Moth, is just, I just have it on autoplay. I take walks. I listen to that record.
You're my listener?
I'm your listener. I cook. I listen to that record. I have listened to it a lot. I just love that record. And this is your first time with your full band on the island other than a Strawberry Festival?
Yeah, I feel like a few years ago we did Strawberry Fest right after coming off of being in Nashville and recording the album. Uh-huh. So I still didn't even have like an electric guitar player with me for that show. So this is like full album, full debut, all of the parts being played correctly and loud and quiet and dynamic. And I'm really excited to bring the guys onto the island.
Oh, this is going to be great. And of course, the Black Cat Cabaret is a wonderful space. Martin tricked it out with all the acoustic treatments and everything, so it's a great place to listen to music. And I was just in preparation for this. I went back and listened to your first record. I think it was called You Are Gold.
Yeah.
Which is 12 years old.
It is so old.
Yeah. And it strikes me as a more straightforward kind of singer-songwriter record.
Yes.
And then, because I know a little bit of your backstory, Family Time.
Yeah.
Interlude. And out comes this big anthemic, big change, Rodeo Moth record. To what do you attribute this bigger, more anthemic sound of yours?
Yeah, so I was in a band called The Kindest Kind in Seattle, did the circuit in Seattle for a while, was embraced and loved and played the festivals, played a lot of amazing shows. And so when that ended, and then I quickly fell in love and very quickly wanted children.
Bang, 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 bang.
But before I had that children part, I did go and record You Are Gold. Mm-hmm. And so that band was very loud, was very rock, was very a force of nature. I was free of instrumentation on my body. I just sang with a microphone and I sang loud. And so I think You Are Gold was me almost stepping back and being like, actually, I can just be heard now. Like, I don't have to have all of this ruckus around me. I'm just going to be gentle and be focused. And so, you know, 12 years forward, I was like, yeah, mama's got to go back now and go be loud. I've done gentle parenting for 10 years. Uh-huh. Now I want to actually go back on stage and do what I really, really love to do, which is sing probably more dynamic and more rock-centered music.
Okay, well, let's just jump in.
Okay,
let's listen to the title track.
Okay.
This is Rodeo Moth, Alessandra Rose on KVSH.
Chase wild dreams, say what you mean. Don't back down cause I'm up behind. Change is good, go catch a star. Ladies don't know why. Young feels a different high. I've got it. So take it back, I've got it.
That is the title track from Rodeo Moth from Alessandra Rose. And why the Well, explain it.
Yeah, it's an anagram of motherhood.
Uh-huh.
So we...
two H's.
Yeah, two H's on the end of that one.
And motherhood is why your journey to making this record has been such a long and twisting and somewhat delayed path. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, I also get the sense that this is your go for it record. This is like, okay, I'm going for it. Because you did it in Nashville, for God's sake.
Yeah, I had to fly across the country.
Yeah.
Get me out of my comfort zone.
And of course, that means that having the support of your family mm-hmm. is really, really important. I found that my, so let's talk about that, because There are reasons why we haven't heard a lot from you in that 12-year interlude. So let's talk about
that.
Yeah,
I had my
that.
First daughter 10 and a half years ago, Daisy Blue. And then I got the joy to have our second child, Hendrix, 6 years ago. And being a stay-at-home mom is a very hard, underpaid, because there's no pay in our society.
That's true.
To take care of the new laborers for our country. And I had the option to stay at home, and I did that. But part of that is a lot of sacrifice. And I had beautiful opportunities to play shows here and there, especially with Deborah lifting me up out of my house, getting me on a stage, being able to participate in benefit shows or the beautiful Patsy Cline show with the mm-hmm. Triple Door that she presents yearly. And I had those moments. I remember one time messaging an old Booker and Ballard, Greg, will you please just give me a Wednesday opening spot at the Sunset with no, like, I don't have to sell a ticket.
Oh.
And he just is like, I got you.
Yeah.
And I literally wrote that in the shower on my iPhone, that email. Like, I was at this moment, like, I got to get out of this house and, like, hold my guitar again and, like, just sing a little bit again.
Yeah.
So I've had these humans supporting me in different ways, but it really was that push with my son being so sick as a very, you know, the moment he came out of me, to then COVID hitting, to just amplifying it all. Like, I need to resurrect who I am fully and be able to do both things really well. Cause I love being a mom, but I really love to sing and to play live music and to record. So, with a lot of support, I went and I connected with a producer and engineer in Nashville that I had spoken to years ago, who had reached out to me to come to his studio. And I was like, that's never going to happen. And 3 years later, I was at his door and we did the album in 10 days.
10 days?
10 days. Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. I did all of the vocal tracks in 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
The whole album.
In one day? You did the vocal tracks?
In
2 days?
2 4-hour sessions.
Man.
So I did the first 5 songs in 4 hours on a Friday.
Wow. Well, and you crank with your voice. I mean, you really put out a lot of big sound with your voice. I'm just wondering how you held up through all that.
I was living for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back to my Airbnb and be in a bathtub for 4 hours if I wanted to. There was no one knocking on that door. I didn't have to feed anybody but myself. And I was just on a mission to finally make the songs that were just boiling up inside of me. And I wrote those songs with great determination for all hours of the day. And it was exciting to finally just do something. I had never done something that courageous outside mm-hmm. of motherhood.
Yeah. Well, getting back to motherhood, of course, one of the challenges that I've talked to with friends of mine that have had the challenges of raising a special needs child
mm-hmm.
is that it's just, you put one foot in front of the other. You're just kind of resigned to, mm-hmm. yeah, this is what we're doing, and we're just going to move forward. And every challenge, we will face it mm-hmm. together, and we will deal with it.
And I often go, I just need to go get a in quote real job. I need to go get my 9-to-5. I played music soon as I got out of high school. That's all I wanted to do. It's the only thing that I felt like I was really good at. So then where do I fit in, you know, having a child miss 25 days of school in kindergarten because he's so sick?
Yeah.
How do I actually get to go do a job that makes sense to take care of a household and children's needs as well? You just have to keep fighting for your support system. And luckily, this job is mostly at nighttime.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is in my favor.
And kids do like their sleep.
They do like their sleep. And, you know, I have really positive news. My little one is getting on track, and we've had tremendous support from a lot of health professionals over the past 2 months, especially the last 2 weeks of my life. So I'm forever grateful for the people that advocate along with me.
Well, your mama bear instinct definitely comes through in the song Punch to the Lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that song, there's a couple songs on the album where the kids go, well, what song's about us? And there's a few, like this one's about da-da, this one's
It's all about us.
It's always about us. Punch to the Lungs was my kind of like, my song for him, my little Wolfie, he's like his hero song, his moment of you got to fight, you will survive, you can literally just be that cowboy inside of you and be determined, and I will be along for that ride and support you through that.
Has he always been a cowboy?
He is my little cowboy.
He is your little cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Daisy's the one that rides the horses.
All right, well, let's check out Punch the Lungs. Okay. This is one of my favorite songs on the record. This is from Rodeo Moth. Alessandra Rose coming to the Black Cat Cabaret at Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe on March 16th at 7 o'clock. This is Punch to the Lungs on KVSH.
out to breathe. The static that's released. You put up a good fight, survived another night. You're living, you're scoring, you're making the right moves. No fearing, ignoring the people who cried wolf. Rodeo cowboy, you ride, even though men pass by. Rodeo cowboy, you ride, don't get hurt, red fry. Rodeo cowboy, you'll find. Sometimes you gotta jump high, leaving the sorrow behind. Lonely days ahead, better off not end. The itch makes you tick, holding on by three. You're living, you're scoring, you're making the right moves. No fearing, ignoring the people who cry wolf.
Punch to the lungs. That is indeed a punch to the lungs from Rodeo Moth, Alessandra Rose on KVSH. Such a big sound. That's I just love that.
You know, that one almost didn't get on the album.
You're kidding me.
I don't ever want to make it sound like anything was a rush job when I speak about the production and the making of this album.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, when I say boiling, like it was one of those artistic moments when it was just like, just literally just coming out of me, what I wanted to sound like, what I wanted the song to be, the lyrics, which sometimes just doesn't happen. Sometimes you can be sitting on a melody and nothing will come to your mind about what you want it to say. So with Punch the Lungs, when I finally finished those lyrics and we did 2 days of pre-production, me and Mitch Dane, who produced the album and engineered the album, it was one of those, I was like, well, I have this one too.
It was like a throw-in.
Yeah, because we were originally going to do like 8 songs to make sure it was an LP. I really wanted to do an LP, not an EP. That was a Deborah and I decision very last minute. I was only going to go in there for 5 songs.
Really?
And then like 3 weeks before or 2 weeks, I was like, hey, is there any way I can actually do like four more, three more. And he's like, let's go for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So when I presented him that song, he's like, okay, we're actually going to do 10 songs.
Yeah.
I'm giving you that 10th one.
Uh-huh.
I want you to have a full 10 song album. And I love that one.
Yeah, it's as important to this record as any of them, I think. Mm-hmm. It's really, you kind of, it's, I feel like you're losing yourself in it. Just, mm-hmm. you're swept up in it. How many songs did you go in there?
At about 15. 15,
okay.
Yeah.
And when you went in, did you have a sense of which ones you wanted to record?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And a couple of them, I was like, oh, those are like for sures. Uh-huh. And so, you know, when you have that moment really working with someone who is in it just as much as you are in the studio and really can see that full picture. He really was able to articulate the song we should really start the album with to the song. He really designed, helped me design all the tracks, the sequence of them, the order of them. But there'd be moments like we would like listen to something and, you know, you'd write down all your notes about how you want to, you know, okay, what do we want to fix? What do we want to tweak? What do we want to change? And I would have my list. And then he'd be like, okay, I'll go through mine first. And he would da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so what do you have? I'm like, you just checked them all off.
That's
okay,
perfect.
Okay, done. Like,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Like, we were just in sync like that the whole time. And that is something I still, like, probably every 2 weeks I go, oh, I wish Mitch was closer. Like, I just wish I could just bounce over to Mitch real quick and be like, what do you think? You know?
Well, he, of course, worked with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yep.
And, which is all about maximizing the voice.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about voice. I remember seeing them with Peter Gabriel years and years ago, and they just like lifted the roof off of Key Arena.
Yeah,
those guys. And I'm guessing that when he heard you sing, when he heard your voice, he realized how do we maximize the potential that is behind the sound of your voice, because it just soars. It's just the way you sing. Which involves careful mic technique.
Yes.
And
very, very nice microphones.
Yes, yes. And knowing exactly how far away to be from mm-hmm. them and how to warm them up and how to move around them.
And like control the intimacy that I needed to feel safe and vulnerable in the recording room. The third track, Electric Heart, you know, after the, you know, because I sing from beginning to end, mostly when I record my songs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't chop them up really while I'm doing the vocal tracking. And when I finally got through that first, you know, I had kind of an emotional moment by myself because I like to sing in almost pitch black spaces. And
dark,
like all lights off?
Yeah,
I don't like any light really in the room. And he's going like, da-da-da-da, like, okay, da-da. And I just couldn't respond because I was just like trying to do deep breathing. Like, it's a very emotional song for me. I'm finally here. I finally am doing this. And then he's like, you know what? Just take, like, he recognized the silence. He didn't have anyone come into the room and be like, what are you doing? He recognized where I was in my life. The first time I had been away from my kids in ever that for that long of a period of time. When we had our hurrah dinner at the end of all 10 days and I'm still crying. He's like, I'm like, this is not who I am. Like, I don't do this, but he's like, it's okay. Like it is big. It is a big thing. Taking a chance on yourself is always a big thing.
Yeah.
And, I was allowed to be fully me that entire process. I could sing as loud as I wanted to sing. I didn't have to make tweaks to make it sound more Nashville. I was trying to bring the waters of Seattle to Nashville and find harmony within that.
Yeah, well, maybe this is a good chance to play Branches.
Yes,
because
I'd love
this
that.
This pulls us back a little bit. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, actually, speaking about the waters of the Puget Sound, I've lived here for most of my life, and commuting by ferry, the terrain, the region. You know, my parents live on the property that my great-great-greats built in 1916. The song is about a family tree, your branches of life, the children you make, the relationships you have, the parents that you love. And it just kind of speaks to that, the existence that we have moving forward in life and accepting death and that consequence of sadness that comes from that.
Okay, well, you're going to play the whole record at the show,
right? I am playing
right?
every song plus a little bit more.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that everybody knows that all these songs we're playing, you'll get to hear them on March 16th at 7 o'clock at the Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Again, tickets are $10 at the door. You can purchase them online at brownpapertickets.com. This show is presented by Deborah Heesch, and all ages are welcome. You can bring your kids. They can boogie in front of their seats. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show. But let's check out Branches
okay.
from Alessandra here on KVSH.
You call me your angel, blindly following a guide. I'm leaving this altar.
That is Branches from Rodeo Moth, Alessandra Rose here on KVSH. I'm Jeff Hoyt. We're sitting in with Alessandra in preparation for the big show on March 16th at 7 o'clock at Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. You were comfortable in front of audiences from a very young age.
Yeah, a very little.
Yeah.
First solos,
when did you start?
I think, two, three.
Two or three?
Yeah, like as soon as I was given a platform.
Yeah.
I did grow up in a church, and so I knew that there was a stage. So can I have a place up there too?
Really? So you're singing
in
church.
I made myself quite comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as I was able to participate in musical choirs, et cetera, I just saturated my existence in that. And then I also participated in a lot of music in Kitsap the Kitsap Music kids scene, teen scene. We had shows nonstop around the peninsula that we went to all the time. And I started doing live shows at 16, 17 in Bremerton.
Did you know that it was your thing, or was it the encouragement that you were getting back
from
people?
I knew it was my thing.
Yeah, you didn't
need... encouragement from people's nice.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like that. That buzzing feel, like deep, deep, deep within yourself. There's no other right path that made sense but this.
Yeah.
Forever.
And it's so, it's wild to think, yeah, you're from, what is it, Manette?
I live in Manette, Washington.
You live
now.
In Manette.
I live in Manette, but I grew up in Port Orchard.
Okay.
But I spent a lot of time bouncing around Bremerton and Port Orchard and Tacoma as a kid, as a teenager.
So you've lived your life an arm's length from the big city.
Yeah.
which is one of the things I love about Vashon. I've always used that term. I live an arm's length away from a major metropolitan area, but you'd think I was out in the middle of nowhere. And I kind of like it that way. How is that juxtaposition of the city being over there reflected in your music, or is it?
You know, I am very grateful for all of the opportunity when I lived in Seattle for a lot of my life. After I graduated, you know, I left that one roundabout city in Port Orchard and made my way across the water to West Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we moved back, I guess it's almost been 7 years ago, back to Kitsap, I knew that I've always been appreciative of all of the time, energy, the bookers, the people in Seattle that gave me the encouragement, the shows, that I would have not ever had those opportunities in, say, Port Orchard or Bremerton. But now, moving back to Bremerton and having my kids go to school there, the community, the neighbors, oh my gosh, like I have just amazing community and neighbors that go on a ferry boat and will see me perform in Seattle. And that is just a really loving, beautiful thing in my life.
You and Deborah go way back.
We do.
That's how I met you.
Yeah.
I think it was at Snapdragon. It may have been the Monkey Tree back then. And she told me about your music, and we started playing it here on VOV years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember when I first met you, you and Deborah over at Snapdragon, it was just, I was just instantly drawn to just how charming and friendly and welcoming you are. And of course, Deborah is the person who brings us so much music on this island. I can't even imagine how many shows it's been. I don't know if you've been counting them up, Deborah, but I would like to hear the origin story on the two of you.
Well, it was Vendetta Red. Yeah, we had mutual friends that were in a band in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they were playing this random acoustic night at like Sirius Pie in South Lake. Like so random. And
how far back does this go?
13 years ago.
Somewhere
it was 13
in there.
Years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I was leaving, like me and my husband were literally like walking out the door, our friend yells across the restaurant, "Alessandra." I'm like, "Oh." And he's like, "Come back, come back." And so we come back. He's like, "Oh my gosh. He almost walked out with meeting Deborah. I need to introduce you two." I was like, "Oh, okay." And then it was instant.
Yeah.
It was so instant.
Yeah.
You know, within 5 months, we were in the studio recording Your Gold.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was the push that I needed to say, go for it. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, crazy girl? Get down and play my piano and meet these, you know, Paul Haraga, Rusty Willoughby were on the album. My good friend Christopher on You Are Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Us being able to play music around wonderful humans and encouraging people was really wonderful. And then the album came out. I had shows lined up, and then I got pregnant like 6 weeks later.
Bada bing,
and
bada boom.
I was thrown up every day for 9 months, and that's really it. that was that story.
Yeah,
that was Your Gold. I had a 6 week run.
Yeah, that was great while it lasted.
And so Rodeo Moth is going up a little bit longer, and there will be no child. So I'm good. There will be no more.
You guarantee?
It's a guarantee, baby.
So what's next? Are you gonna try to go on a tour or something?
Yeah, you know, shows are getting booked. After Snapdragon, I'm playing a show in Seattle at Barboza in April, and I just got put on Timberfest. It's this beautiful festival in Carnation in July that I'm really excited to be part of. Shows are a bookin', and I'm very grateful. I want more of them. That is the main goal, is to just be playing nonstop.
I see
it's
you,
go time, baby.
You know, I see you getting out there with somebody who's that gives you an opportunity to really showcase, like an extended tour of some kind.
Yeah.
Do you think your family would be down for that?
Very much. There's no hesitation in anybody right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's play the song that I think everybody will be dancing to.
Okay, let's dance. This will be the boogie.
We'll go out with this one. This is Hot Mama.
That's who I am.
That's who you are. Alessandra Rose, a.k.a. Hot Mama. This is from Rodeo Moth on KVSH. Hot Mama. That's Alessandra Rose off Rodeo Moth. I keep wanting to say Radio Moth.
I know.
I don't know why that is.
It's just, you know,
but
it rolls off the tongue.
That would not be an anagram for motherhood. That'd be an anagram for matherhood. And that would not work. The show is March 16th, 7 o'clock, Snapdragon, full band.
Full band.
All four of you. Tickets are $10 at the door. You can purchase them online at brownpapertickets.com. All ages are welcome. The show is presented by Deborah Heesch. And it is, as always, just such a pleasure to hang out with you, Alessandra.
Thank you for having me. You guys are wonderful to me. I appreciate it.
So we'll see you on March 16th.
Okay, I'll be here.
Let's go out with one more track from the record.
Okay.
Because I just love this record so much. How about Blue Skies?
Let's do it. Let's speak it into existence.
Yes, because right now, of course, when this airs, who knows?
No, it's going to be.
Yeah. But right now, it happens to be a blue, sunny sky kind of day. So let's take us out with Blue Skies from Alessandra Rose on KVSH. Thanks again, Alessandra.
Thank you.
I believe.